Now, the arboreal comeback story of the year. At Home Depot stores around the country, you can buy an American elm tree. In recent decades, American elms were falling by the tens of millions, succumbing to Dutch elm disease. The elms on sale are said to be disease-resistant. They were identified by federal researchers, but their champion in the private sector, the Johnny Appleseed of elm trees, we could say, is Roger Holloway of River Edge Farms in Georgia, who's on the line with us. Welcome to the program, Mr. Holloway.
Thank you.
How long have you been at work trying to get more elm trees disease-resistant once planted?
We've been working on the project about 10 years.
Why?
For one thing, I found out about a certain variety of elm, American elm, called the Princeton American elm. I heard that it was a beautiful tree, that there was a line of them or an allee planted in Princeton, New Jersey, that was 80 years old. And it, as a nurseryman, that piqued my interest because I thought the tree had essentially vanished.
And in fact, it turned out to be a kind of elm tree that was resistant, I gather, to Dutch
elm
disease.
It's a true American elm, but there's something genetic about it and some other varieties that are highly resistant to the deadly fungus.
Well, what is it about an elm tree that has inspired you for so long, for 10 years to work toward this?
Well, ever since I was a child, I've loved trees. And I recall elm trees being cut down in the 70s when I was in college, from the time, really, I was in grade school. And there's just something about their majesty that seems unmatched by any other kind of shade tree.
To see a road over which elm trees meet and forming an arch is quite a majestic sight.
Well, it is, and in fact, there are more elm streets than there are main streets in the U.S. There's got to be a reason for that.
Well, how many elms have you raised so far?
Well, in the tens of thousands, and I know that at Home Depot right now, they have the initial 12,000 container-grown elms for sale at about 400 stores.
How many years, how many decades would it take for the elm to be restored to the place it was, say, before the 1930s when it started really dying out?
It's probably not possible, and it's really not even advisable. I mean, diversity is a very good thing in the landscape, but the American elm happens to be the most tolerant of harsh urban and other environmental conditions of any native North American shade tree, and it also has the widest habitat. So we could work for decades and decades and never get back, but if we get back 10-20% of where we were, we'll have restored some real beauty.
And does a Princeton elm look any different from an elm that might have not survived the Dutch elm disease?
No, not only is it a true American elm, genetically, it's a beautiful selection of American elm. It has the classic arching vase shape and large leathery foliage. It's a beautiful tree, and that's why it was selected to begin with.
Now, if somebody buys a tree at Home Depot, this is not for the impatient here, how many years from seedling to a big tree?
Well, the trees at Home Depot, which are 10 feet tall now, were a 6-inch cutting 2.5 years ago. They grow extremely fast, even in the north.
Can you give me that leap in size again?
They grow 3 to 6 feet a year easily in most areas of the country, and even more some places. That's one of the reasons our forefathers planted so many, because it was almost instant shade.
Well, Mr. Holloway, thank you very much for talking with us and for your work on behalf of the American elm tree.
Thank you very much.
That's Roger Holloway of River Edge Farms in Georgia, champion of the disease-resistant American elm tree.